One Man's Family. Now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Cliff and Arnie Gans on the upper terrace.
What is it you want, Gans?
I don't blame you for being short with him, Mr. Clifford. Not after I let a prowler get in the house last night.
What is it you want?
Well, Rexford Frome's gardener brought this note over. It's for Mr. Paul.
Wonder if it's some word from Christine.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Are you feeling miserable with hay fever or a summer cold? Would you like to find relief from uncomfortable days and sleepless nights? Then here's good news. You can try Tabsin, the remarkably effective antihistaminic tablet that acts fast to relieve the discomforts of hay fever and summer colds for just 10 cents. Yes, right now, our sponsor will send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. Friends, you'll welcome the relief you can get from Tabsin. It helps relieve the sneezing and sniffling, the watering of the eyes and nose, and it also helps relieve the headache that so often accompanies hay fever and summer colds. If you're suffering with these ailments, or if someone in your family has hay fever or a summer cold, send for Tabsin now. This offer is for a limited time only, so send in your dime at once. Send it to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. We will send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. Don't wait. Take advantage of this liberal offer, friends. Send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for your liberal trial package of Tabsin. Chapter 19, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Frome. And now in Seacliff, San Francisco, Henry Barber, happily unaware that a prowler entered his house last night, has spent a long, pleasant afternoon puttering in his garden. It is 5:30 now, and as Jack drives into his house next door, Henry calls from the garden.
Oh, Jack! Bouquet for your dinner table. Come on over.
What's that, Dad?
I say, flowers here for you. Come, flowers.
Okay, Dad, be right there. Hey, four bouquets? What's a big idea?
Oh, they're not all for you. Oh, garden is running away from me. I've got the greenest thumb in Seacliff, San Francisco, if I do say so myself. Here, take your choice. Zinnias, marigolds. Here are some nice yellow snapdragons. Huh? How's this?
Sure, Betty likes snapdragons, Dan.
Well, take them along, Jack.
You seem to be feeling pretty good.
I was telling Paul only this morning, I've dismissed this Rexford Frome from my mind completely. And why not, With Arnie Gans guarding the house at night, Frome is frustrated. He won't come prowling around here, not with Arnie Gans on the job.
Yeah,
I was telling Clifford today, Clifford could very well take a lesson from Arnie Gans. Why, there's no reason that Clifford couldn't find work, you know, start in a humble way, like Arnie, and faithfully perform his duty. That's all an employer ever asks when you get right down to it. I said, here's Arnie, comes to us out of the blue, willing to work humbly as a night watchman. And what happens? He puts his whole soul into it. Works overtime without asking for extra compensation. And I shall keep him on. It shows what can be done.
What's this, Dan?
I say I shall keep Arnie Gans on here permanently. Yes, he's got a lifetime job as far as I'm concerned. I shall tell him so, too, when he gets here this evening.
Oh. Where's Cliff now?
Oh, sulking somewhere. Can't take advice. Give Clifford some sage counsel and he shuts up like a clam. There he is now up on the terrace.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Cliff.
Now, there's an example of his attitude. Gives you an indolent wave of his hand, doesn't even speak. I said to him this afternoon, I said, other people find work and instantly make good. Why can't you? Here, where are you going?
Well, I think I'll go up and talk to the guy a minute.
Well, don't forget your snapdragons.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Henry!
Mom wants you. Back door.
Oh, yes, Fanny, I'm coming.
Henry, are you going to stay in that garden all night?
I'm coming, Fanny, I'm coming.
Oh, say, Jack.
Hi, Mom. Here, Dad, you want me to take some of those flowers?
I've got them, Jack. Here, I'll walk along with you. Yes, and you put in a word to Clifford yourself, Jack.
What about?
Oh, point out how Arnie is making good here, starting in a humble way, faithfully performing his duty. Arnie's an excellent example for him. You point it out, too. It might help him to see the light, eh?
Yeah.
Henry!
Yes, Fanny?
Come around to the back door, and be sure to change your shoes.
Yes, Fanny, yes. Fanny, look! Look at these flowers, eh?
Hi, fella.
Hi.
I gather you kind of had it today, didn't you, Cliff?
Boy, did I.
Well, don't let it get you down, pal.
I tell you, Jack, a couple of times this afternoon I thought I'd blow my cork. I've been running a pressure of 250. Arnie Gans, Arnie Gans, Arnie Gans. Right on the tip of my tongue, I wanted to say Arnie Gans stood out here yakking his head off last night, and all the time there was a prowler padding around the house.
Oh, Cliff, you know how he is.
Sure.
Did you tell Paul about the prowler?
Yeah, this morning before he left for work. I'm pretty sure it was Frome.
I think it really was, huh?
Who else? Paul says Frome's attorney's been trying to get some letters. Paul wouldn't give them up, so Frome picked last night to sneak in here on his own.
Christine's letters, you suppose?
Yeah. Curious about his sister's correspondence with Paul. How do you like that? Nice guy.
Love letters?
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. He didn't get them.
No, Paul had them hidden somewhere. Oh, boy, if I'd told Dad about that.
Wow. Cliff?
Huh?
You suppose Christine knows her brother's after those letters?
Well, oh, boy, look who's coming. Early again, see? Horatio Alger. Arnie. Here he comes.
Oh, I better get on home. I haven't seen Betty yet, and he'll talk an arm off.
Evening, Mr. Jack.
Hi, Arnie. Just going. Glad to see you. So long, Cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Cliff.
Hi.
Mr. Paul home yet? Oh, I got a note for him.
Yeah?
Yeah, just as I was coming down the street, Rexford Frome's gardener was turning in here with it. Here, you better take it, huh?
Better give it to him yourself, Arnie.
Yes, sir, only I don't expect I'll be here very long.
What?
And I say after your father sees me, I expect I'll be looking for a new job, huh?
Why?
I'll be fired, won't I? I've been bracing myself for it all day. Oh, there ain't anything any of you are going to say to me that I haven't said to myself. Why, today in bed, every time I'd close my eyes, I'd see myself standing here last night talking to Blue Street and telling you what a good night watchman I'm trying to be, and all the time a prowler in the house. So I come early to take my medicine.
You won't be fired again, so just forget it.
Huh?
Dad and Mom don't know. We haven't told them.
What's that?
Can't you understand what I'm saying? I say they don't know we had a prowler.
Oh, well, when are you going to tell them?
We're not. You're in. You're in for life.
Oh, no, sir, no. I can't let you do that for me. You've already done too much, all of you.
We're not doing it for you. We don't want them to worry. My dad's the worrying type.
Oh, well, say, that's kind of a big relief, Mr. Clifford. It'll never happen again, you know. I'll protect this house like a faithful St. Bernard. Well, I...
Arnie!
Good evening, Mr. Barber.
How are you tonight, Arnie?
Much better, sir. Much better. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel fine, sir.
Clifford, where are you going?
Upstairs. I'm going to get cleaned up for dinner.
Huh? Oh, just a moment.
Yeah?
Sit down. Sit down. There's plenty of time. Arnie, I've recalled an incident I want particularly to tell you. Clifford, too.
Okay, Dan.
Oh, this will interest you, Arnie, and it may interest Clifford.
Yes, sir, you betcha.
Your mother just remarked, Clifford, that Arnie was here early again. And you remember I had to send him home this morning.
Yeah.
Arrive early and leave late, as I think I mentioned earlier today.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, sir, this morning while we were chatting, Clifford, this incident kept flitting in and out of my mind. You know the way it does sometimes? A memory almost comes up, not quite.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Barber. It happens to me all the time. Oh, I know exactly what you mean, sir.
Well, Arnie, you remind me of a man we had, he was a boy then, in my brokerage firm back in the days before my retirement. I retired some years ago, you know.
Oh, yes, sir, you told me the other night, sir.
Now, listen to this, Clifford. I want you to pay attention.
I'm right here, Dad.
Well, sir, this was a young fellow by the name of Trimble, Harvey S. Trimble. He came in as an office boy. No recommendation. Just walked in looking for a job, much the way you did, Arnie.
Yes, sir.
Had to make good on his own, you see, just as you did.
Yes, sir.
You know what he did? From the day that young man went to work, I never once got to the office ahead of him, nor did I ever once leave after he did. There he was, hard at it, early and late. Uh-huh. Are you listening, Clifford?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, the point of the whole thing is this. Today, a brief few years later, who do you suppose is head of that brokerage firm? Harvey S. Trimble.
You don't say.
Is that all?
Oh, never mind, Clifford, never mind. Arnie understands, all right. Oh, let's walk down to the garden, Arnie. There's a story I want to tell you about a man who started in as a busboy.
Well, good evening, Dad.
Oh, Paul, hello. Here's Arnie, early again.
Hello, Arnie. Hi, Cliff.
Fine, just fine.
You'll excuse us, Paul. Arnie and I are just going down to the garden.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
Beautiful day, wasn't it? Well, Arnie, there was a little fellow one time by the name of Pulaski, or something like that. He started out as a busboy.
Dad and Arnie certainly are clubby.
Brother.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, never mind. I'm going up and wash.
Hey, Cliff.
It's okay, Paul. I've just been through one of those... Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Hey, Arnie.
Yes, Mr. Clifford.
Come up here.
He's busy, Clifford.
Paul wants to see him a minute. He can come right back.
What's up?
Wait. Arnie, where's that note?
Huh?
Rome's gardener came over with a note Arnie's got in his pocket.
Oh, say, oh, I am sorry. I'm just not hitting on all six today. Oh, here it is, Mr. Paul. Kind of sort of slipped my mind.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Well, see you later, gentlemen.
Is it from Rome?
No.
Oh, Christine?
Yeah. Want to read it? Here.
Dear Paul, would you please bring me my letters as soon as possible... I'll explain when I see you, Christine. Hey, fella, what do you suppose has happened over there?
Paul will be back in a moment with further developments. Friends, don't forget, send 10 cents for your liberal trial package of Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The improved antihistaminic tablet for relief from the misery of hay fever and summer colds. Get your trial package of Tabsin now. Send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. We will send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. This is a limited offer, friends, so don't wait to send in your dime. Send it to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. Get in on this special offer. You'll find Tabsin ever so effective for relief from the symptoms of hay fever and summer colds. Send 10 cents for your liberal trial package of Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, today. Send it to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. And be sure to include your name and address. All right, Paul.
Christine's letters are here before me on my desk at the top of the house. I wonder if Frome made her send for them. In any case, I'll take them to her tonight. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Friends, here's something to keep in mind this summer. For the discomfort and itching of sunburn and heat rash, use Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. A remarkable new product with amazing effectiveness. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor. Does not stain the skin or clothing. Has a soothing, cooling effect on sunburn and heat rash. Helps take out the burn. Get it at once from your druggist. Keep it handy. And when sunburn or heat rash brings discomfort, bathe it with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. 30 and 70 cents a bottle. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Tomorrow, Chapter 20, Book 76. This is a Carlton Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and the story of the showdown for Korea. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.